Masechet Menachot Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalid. After a mincha is fried or baked, the Torah tells us that it's broken up into pieces. Here we'll talk about how the minachot are broken up and which minachot actually are broken up. Mishnah says, Kol ha-minachot ha-na'asot ba-keli te'unot petita. All minachot that are fully prepared in a clay sharet are broken into pieces, even though you have some other minachot which are also broken into pieces. What we're talking about here is if it's being put together in a clay sharet, if it's completely from its start to its finish, prepared in a clay sharet, it has to be broken up. Other minachot also, some oven-baked ones are broken up, and then others are not broken up at all. But what we're saying here is if it's prepared in a clay sharet, it's fully broken up. Minchat Yisrael, if we're talking about a mincha donated by Yisrael as opposed to a Kohen, kofel echad lishnayim ushnayim le'adba'ah. What he does is he takes each loaf and he folds it into two, and then he folds those two pieces into four. So he created indentations in the loaf where we now see distinct sections of the mincha, and afterwards he has to break it up. It's not broken up right now. Umavdil, then he separates the loaf along those folds, breaking up into four pieces, so now kemitzah can be done. Unless the pieces are small enough for the Kohen to fit in his hand, the pieces, kemitzah wouldn't work, so therefore it has to be fully separated. Minhat Kohanim, but we're talking about the mincha that was donated by the Kohanim, kofel echad lishnayim ushnayim la'arba'ah ve'inu mavdil. What he does is he folds each loaf into two, and then he folds the two pieces into four, so he follows the requirement of the Torah of breaking up the mincha. Ve'inu mavdil, though, he doesn't separate these loaves into different pieces, because there's no kemitzah when it comes to the loaves of the Kohanim. Minhat Kohen HaMashiach lo haya mechafela. In the case of the Kohen Gadol's mincha, it was not folded into four pieces, but it was only folded into two, and there's no kemitzah on this mincha, therefore there was no separation. We're talking about a voluntary mincha donated by a Kohen. There's only one fold. Rabbi Shimon omer minhat kohanim uminhat kohen mashiach en bahem petita. Says Rabbi Shimon, the mincha of kohanim and the mincha of the kohen gadol have no breaking up whatsoever, and therefore there's no folding with them. Mipinesh en bahem kemitza, because there's no mincha, because these minhot don't require kemitza, so we're not going to break them up at all. Because she en bahem kemitza en bahem petita, any mincha that does not have a requirement of kemitza is not broken up at all. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Torah, when it obligates us in breaking up a mincha, is so that kemitzah could be done, so that each piece could fit into the hand of the Kohen. So therefore, in a mincha that has no concept of kemitzah to it, there would be no idea of breaking it up. Mechulan kezetim. We learned earlier that the mincha of Yisrael is folded and broken into four pieces. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with that as well. He says, Vechulam kezetim, all of them, all of minachot that require breaking up, are broken up into pieces that are the size of a kazayit in olive. A person has to not just end by the four, but he continues to break it up so that they're all no larger than the size of an olive.